Here we go, Luke chapter 9. Just to give you a little history on Luke chapter 9 is when Jesus sent out the 12 disciples or apostles. And then the other subtitle is about Herod's confusion, because Jesus was doing miracle works all around, and Herod's like, wait a minute, I killed that John the Baptist guy. How can he be back to life? Well, it wasn't John the Baptist, it was Jesus. And then Jesus fed the 5,000 as he took the young lad's lunch and blessed it and broke it and fed 5,000 people with it. And then Jesus' declaration about Jesus. And Jesus asked him, well, who do you say I am? And Peter replied, you are the Messiah sent from God. And then Jesus predicts his death. And now here we are at the Transfiguration. New Living Translation says this. About 8 days later, Jesus took Peter, James, and John to a mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothing became dazzling white. The two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared and began talking with Jesus. They were glorious to see, and they were speaking of how he was about to fulfill God's plan by dying in Jerusalem. Peter and the others were very drowsy and had fallen asleep. Now they woke up and they saw Jesus, his glory, and the two men standing with him as Moses and Elijah were starting to leave. Peter, even knowing what he would see, he didn't know, so he blurted out, Master, this is wonderful. We will make 3 shrines, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. But even as he was saying this, a cloud came over them, and terror gripped them as it covered them. Then the voice from the cloud said, this is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him. And when the voice died away, Jesus was standing there alone. They didn't tell anybody what they had seen until long after it happened.